Because Reuven wasn't here last halacha, and we can all use a nice chazara from last week, we'll do a quick chazara of what we spoke about already. A fascinating topic. It really needs a more in-depth analysis, but I'm trying to streamline it so we can get to the practical halacha lemaisa. But let's just chazar over the klalim that we discussed. So we were discussing them, yeah. Yeah, okay, yes and no. But for now we'll do a I'm trying to, if you notice, I've been doing a mixture. A little in depth, a little bottom line. This way we don't it's supposed to be an 18-minute halacha. So I'm trying to if we go in depth, it'll turn into 45 minutes to an hour. So I would love to do that. But for now, it's okay. We'll see how things go. So we were discussing the Malacha of Kaisev, and we were discussing the precise Maisa Malacha that needs to be it performed in order to violate the Malach of Kosev Midolaisa. And we developed this analysis from the famous psak of the Lavush Ruvain, the Lavush and Aterazov, the Lavush Paskins, regarding the common case of a library book, which has writing on the sides, on the binding of the book, and a person wants to open or close the book on Shabbos. Each time he opens it, l'chayda, he's breaking apart the letters. And that should be an act of mochik. And every time he closes the book and finishes the book, he is now putting the letters together, and l'chora should be an act of kosev. And so the Lavush writes that Enochanami, he paskins that if a person opens and closes a book with letters on its binding, he will be chayiv for kosev when he closes it, for mochik when he breaks it apart. And he says it's choshesh aviyo chiyav chatas iser doraisa of kosev. That's Lavush's psak. The Ramah and Taz come along and they argue on the Lavush. And they say, absolutely not. And they indicate and they explain that really, whether or not we should answer this book is dependent upon a chakira and how to understand the Malach of Kosev, where the Lavush, the Chora, is working with one approach and the Ramah and Taz are trying to argue a different approach and therefore would not have this Chumrah of the Lavush. What are the two approaches that one can take? So the Taz and the Ramah say, that one way of envisioning, and they bring raya's to this, but we won't be able to go into the raya's right now. But one way of envisioning the Malach of Kosev is that when you are writing letters, kipshuto, you're writing letters with a pen or with ink, you are essentially creating and forming those letters from scratch. And so that is the Malach of Kosev. And if you work with that definition, there'd be no room for the Lavush's chumrah. That opening and closing a book would be kosev or mochik, because the letters are not being formed and created by you. You're simply arranging the letters together to fit into a letter, into a word. So that would not be kosev. However, the Taz and Rama say that the Lavush is mashma, if he's going to paskin that this book is usher to open and close, it's mashma that he holds that you don't need to form and create the letters. But as long as you're mesader the osios, you'll be chayav for kosev. So when a person writes letters with his hand, what he's effectively doing is not necessarily creating the letters, but he's arranging the different parts of a letter together to make letters. So if you work with the definition that kosev means to arrange letters, to be mesader letters, so the Lavush has a fair point that when you open and close a book, you are arranging the letters together. And that would be an act of kosev. Those were the two extremes. However, the Maamar Mordechai pointed out that Lavush is not going to go that far. Because according to this second approach, that arranging letters is kosev, then it should come out that even two separate letters that are being put together would be kosev. But the Maamar Mordechai says Lavush wasn't speaking about a case like that. He was specifically talking about a case where the letters are partial letters. Because every time you write on a book, for example, the letters are not, you're not going to be able to write a full letter on a less than 1 centimeter page, right? Like on the side. It's by definition, it's going to be, if you write Reuven Tyler on the page, it's going to be the R is going to be broken up, the E is going to be broken up when you open and close. So says the Maamar Mordechai, the Lavush agrees in principle to the Ramah and Taz that the definition of Maisa Malach of Kosev is to create and form letters. All he's arguing is that when it comes to partial letters, like in the case of a book, that is called forming the letter when you arrange it back together. When you arrange partial letters, that's called forming the letter. The Ramah and Taz are saying, no, kosev means writing. You have to write the letter. That's how you form and create the letter. The Lavush, Lefi the Maamar Mordechai, is saying, no, even when you arrange partial letters, that's called forming and creating. The only time, says the Lavush, says the Maamar Mordechai, that we will not say this is when you have two independent pre-made letters. When there are two pre-made letters and you put them together, you put an A and a B together, that's not going to do anything. But when you're forming together letters that are partial letters that you're putting together to make one whole letter, that's called kosev lefi lelavush. And then we pointed out a third shita, and then I'll sum it up, which was the Maaseh HaRokeach, who brought a raya. Reuven, you're going to like this. He says outright that by the Urim V'Tumim, the way the Kohen Gadol used to ask a shayla to the Urim V'Tumim, he would ask a shayla, and there's a machlokas amarayim, how the Urim V'Tumim would respond to the shayla. So Rav Yochanan holds that the letters of the Shvatim would just protrude out to form a word. It would not rearrange itself, it would just protrude out. So let's say the Yoshua would ask the Urim V'Tumim, should we go fight? And the Urim V'Tumim would say, lech. So the way it would do it, the Fir Rabbi Yochanan, was that the Lamed of what she would has Lamed, Naphtali. The Lamed of Naphtali would protrude out. That's my son's name, by the way. Lamed would protrude out. And the Endachaf of not one Shevet has the Endachaf in it. Okay, Yisachar. Let's say Yisachar. The Chaf and Yisachar would come out, and the Kohen Gadol cognitively would look at the letters in front of him, and he would scramble it around to make the word make sense, and he would say, oh, it must mean Lech, and I would have to go fight. Says Reish Lakish, that's not how it worked. Reish Lakish says that there was a bigger mnis that happened. What actually happened was the letters of the Urim V'Tumim would rearrange themselves and become the word Lech. It would actually rearrange themselves. So the Maaseh HaRokeach says that that would be usher to do on Shabbos. So you see from here, we're talking about independently pre-made letters, and he's still saying that would be an issue of kosev on Shabbos. So you see that the Maaseh HaRokeach has a further shita in kosev, that even if you arrange two separate letters, an A and a B, like Scrabble, that would be kosev, pashtus. So it comes out that we have three shitas. One shita on one extreme is the Ramah and Taz, that the only way to do kosev, like we've always intuited, is to write and to create the letters. One example would be like writing the letter, or if for some reason you're molding the letter together with clay, you're making the letter, you have to be miyatzer, the os. On the other extreme, we have the Maaseh HaRokeach, who's saying that any type of arrangement of letters, putting them together, being misogyned them together, is called kosev. And then we have the Lavush in the middle, who says arranging is called kosev, but only if you're arranging partial letters to make one whole letter. Now, lehalacha, we don't really operate with the third shita of the Maaseh HaRokeach. The main two shitas that are up for discussion are the Ramah and the Lavush. The Ramah says you have to create the letter, and Taz says you have to create the letter, whereas the Lavush is saying even arranging partial letters. So let's bring out some practical applications so we see how this manifests lemaisa. So we already did the first one. Well, we'll chazer it one more time because we have some time. And we have three practical applications, which will be a nafkamina between these two pshatim, and we'll see how this plays out in common day shilas. So yes, go ahead, no problem. Yeah. Right. Right, right. Yeah. Okay, so that's a very good point. They bring up that issue. Yes, L'chor, it's for sure Psik Resha. And Pashas, if it's not Lo Nichalei, because you probably want the book to be closed after you're done. You don't want it to collect dust. you don't want it to whatever reason is, everyone closes the book afterwards. But you're right. That I think that point is actually mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch as another snif lahakel. But I would have to double check that. But you're right. But at least it'll be a psik resha. At least it'll be a psik resha. That's a good point. That's a very good point. I would have to double check that. That's a very good point. Okay, so let's do three applications, Reuben. Reuben, you're holding? Lichaz are just for you. Okay, good. You like the Urim and Tumim, Raya? Okay, good. I can't see your face. Okay, good. Fine. So listen to this. So application number one, which you mentioned already. Let's say this is a very common situation. I can probably find the case right over here. You have a safer, and there is a rip in the safer. Let's say this usually happens by Kriya Shema. For some reason, Kriya Shemas and many Siddurim and Landers are ripped for some reason. I don't know why. So, yeah, Kriya Shema is a big one. Kriya Shema is a big one. So, the Ramosha says, it depends. Right. Or having Kavana, Mesiris Nefesh. They're ruffling it around a little bit. Okay. So let's say you don't know Kriya Shema Baal Peh and you want to read it from the Siddur, and there's a little bit of a rip going through the Haftah, let's say, and you want to now realign the page a little bit so you can read it together. You want to put it together. So says Rav Moshe, this will be very similar to the Lubavitcher's case. If, and he says it depends, if the letters are not recognizable on either half of the page, they're not recognizable. So this would be Tully on the Lavush. The Lavush would say, that would be a problem because anytime you arrange even partial letters, and when it's unrecognizable, that means they're partial. You can't read the letter. That means you are making a letter, and that would be kosev. That's what the Ramosha says, Lefi the Lavush. However, the Orcha Shabbos says that Lefi the Ramah, this should not be a problem because we just said that you have to be miyatzer the Yos. You have to write the Yos. You have to create the Yos. And here you're not creating the Yos. Ramosha does, though, say that if for some reason you have such a clean break that each letter is recognizable on its own, there'd be no issue. There'd be no issue to put it back together. And Ramosha says that minastam, you don't have to be choshesh, that it's unrecognizable. You can assume that they're recognizable. So it would, if for some reason it's really, it's clear as day that there is a break in the letter, you can't see it, says the Ramosha, it would be usher to do it because of the Lavush. And Orcha Shabbos says that if you're the Ramah, though, well, you would be able to be makel because Lamaisa, that's not called kosev. Kosev means to write the letter itself. Now, how do we paskin lahalacha? So Ramosha just, he raises the issue and he makes it dependent upon whether it's recognizable or not. He says, though, if they're recognizable, it would be mutter. It'd be mutter to put it together. But if it's not recognizable, does he have a lush in here? He said it just depends. I guess if it's not recognizable, let me see if he has a lesson here. Yeah, he says if they're not recognizable, it would be usser to align those pages according to the poskim who say that. And however, the Shmir Shabbat Stilcha paskins that lechatchila, if a person has another safer to use, he should try to use another safer in deference to the Lavush. But if he doesn't have another safer, he'd be able to realign it. He'd be able to realign it and rely on the Ramah and the Taz. So, and this fits in line with the Shmir Shabbat Kilo Chasam Shalom Zaman in general. He's always basically being machmer for the Lavush, and he says that if you have another safer, lechatchila, you should not go against the Lavush, either by opening a book or by realigning pages, if they're not recognizable. But v'diavad, if you don't have another safer, you would be able to use that safer, open and close it if the library book has those writings on it, and you'd be able to realign the page, even if it's unrecognizable, assuming you don't have another safer, another copy of that safer. That's what we got up to last Chabula. Yeah, Chavre? That was an application. Application number two. This Shiloh was asked by Rav Ephraim Greenblatt of Memphis, Tennessee. He asked this to Rav Moshe. This is a very common case. It's not so common nowadays because of this tshuva. But he was asked the following question regarding an Aron Kodesh. Many times a paroches has letters on it, has words on it. And in this particular shul, the two halves of the parochas were, the parochas was made up of two halves, unlike most shuls who have one full curtain. This parochas, for some reason, was two separate halves, and they would separate. And punct, the way they designed the parochas was that the word that they had went through both halves. So every time you opened and closed the parochas, you were breaking up the, not just the word, you were actually breaking up the letters. The letters, the actual word that was on there was ani a'avir. Those are the two words, ani a'avir. So I'm not sure where the break was, but let's say the aleph was smack in the middle, and the two halves of the parochas would open, and you would see one half of the aleph over here, and the other half of the aleph over here. So they asked Rav Moshe, "What do we do?" So Rav Moshe says as follows. He says that there's a ksas chashash in this situation that there will be a problem according to the Lavush, because based on the Lavush, this would be no different than a book, no different than realigning a page, because of Maisa, you are arranging partial letters together and forming a letter. You're forming a letter from scratch. You're right, you're not writing it, but the filo vush, even if you're arranging partial letters, that would also be kosev. So Rav Moshe says that he would be noted to say that there's a kashash, the filo vush, but comes along Rav Moshe and he says a very interesting nekuda. He says perhaps the lavush only meant to say his psak when the two partial letters are somehow connected and attached to one another. In the case of the book, the two letters are attached to one another on account of the fact that the binding of the book is holding the entire sefer together, and the letters are now attached via the binding. Or in the case of the letter, the page itself is holding the two halves of the letter that you're putting together. But in the case of the paroches, the two sides of the parochas are not attached. They're separate independent pieces. So perhaps the Lavush only had a kapeda on attaching, on being misader two half letters together, only when those, when that attachment also is combined together in a physical attachment. So therefore, Which one? Which book? Very good point. Correct. Very sharp. Sharp point, Reuven. That is absolutely correct. Orcha Shabbos asks on Rav Moshe, what's the difference between this case of the Paroches and the case of the ripped page of Rabbi Krishma, Eliezer, and Yehuda? Here is Kasha. If the whole, if Rav Moshe, so he's pointing out, Rav Moshe is coming to qualify the Lavush and say, we would have said, you would, all of us, we would have said, the Vifi Lavush, opening and closing the parochas is no different than opening and closing the book. Well, what should be the difference? So the Rav Moshe says he thinks it should be a chashash, but he wants to mitigate the issue because maybe the Lavush only meant what he said by a book. Because there, the book itself is binding, is the binding is connecting the two sides of the letters, right? Because the letters are part of a book. Each part, each half letter is on one part of the book and the other part of the book, but it's connected by the total book. But in the case of the parochas, there are two separate halves. They're not connected. They're not attached by any shoe in any way. They're not attached. So maybe even though I'm opening and closing, but since there's no relationship between the two halves, it's not attached, the Lavush would be Mekel. The Rav Moshe is being Mechadish. So Reuven's asking very sharp that in the case of the previous application, when it comes to the Siddur, thereafter, if you notice, I was very careful how I set up the case. It was Davka, a case where the page was ripped down the middle and it's still attached to the page is still attached. It just there's a little bit of a rip in between the word. But says Ruby, if I would have said the case was where the page is completely ripped off halfway, and now you just want to put a piece of the paper back into the sitter, that according to Ramosha, the chorus should be okay. That's the Taina the Orcha Shabbos says, and then Echanami. That's the only way I can see an answer to the question that the what Rav Moshe meant to say when it came to the case of the Siddur. What he meant to say was where the letter was still the page was still intact. It's just that there was a rip in between, and that and therefore there is an attachment from two sides of the letters because it's all on one page. That was a sharp point. If you Yehuda Eliezer, if you want me to repeat it later or tomorrow, I can repeat it tomorrow. I just want to go, let's do one more application, then we'll go back there. So, but let me just finish this one. I'm sorry we didn't finish. So, Rav Moshe says that the Lavush, there's a chashash for the Lavush, but he would be matir it based on the fact that that it's not attached. And so there should wouldn't be an issue of kosev. Rav Moshe does, though, he does say that lechatchila, it's best to distance the two parts of the parochas from each other before Shabbos to avoid this issue. But b'diavad, if you forgot to do so, you would don't have to be concerned. You'd be able to open and close the parochas on Shabbos. Now, Rav Moshe does add, as an aside, that lechatchila, this is not the minhag of Klal Yisrael. The minhag of Klal Yisrael is always to have a single piece of cloth that covers the entire Aron Kodesh that you open and close. It would be a deviation from the minhag, Rav Moshe says, if you have two parts to a parochas that you have to open and close. So even forgetting the issue of letters and words, stamazoi, Rav Moshe is not so keen on this type of parochas because that would not be the minhag of Klal Yisrael. So if you know of any shuls that have it, shouldn't say anything probably because that would not be smart. But I happen to know one shul that does have it that way. But that technically says Rav Moshe is a deviation from the minhag of Klal Yisrael. And a person really should strive to only have one full parochas on his Aron Kodesh to open and close. Okay, let's do one last application, Yehuda. Because, yeah. No. But this is just, he gave his psak. Lechatchila, it's best to avoid it. But b'diavad, it's okay to open and close these based on the letters because even though Lavush would be mak, but here he thinks it's not because it's not attached. That aside point, I'm just adding as an aside, he adds that this is stama deviation from the minhag to have two parts of a parochas. You really should have one part to a parochas, regardless of whether you have letters on there or not. He just says that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. It could be he does have he does bring a source. I don't recall. I saw it a few. I saw it a month or two ago, but he says this is a deviation from the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Okay, the last quick point, practical application number three, is brought down by the Orchos Shabbos. This is the most common shaila that comes up every Shabbat, so pay attention quickly. I'm gonna have to say it very quickly because our sunshine is coming on very soon. The Orchos Shabbos brings up the halacha of opening packages, opening wrappers on Shabbos that has writing on it. Would there be an issue of mochik when you tear open wrappers and there are letters on it? Would there be an issue of mochik? You know what? I don't want to force this application. I don't want to, do it quickly for no reason. We're all benachas here. We have plenty of days left. Let's do it on Thursday, Be'ez Hashem, and let's do it benachas. We'll chazr up again, and we'll go over Reuven's point again if anyone wants to ask a kasha. This way, we can learn Torah with accuracy, without lachatz, benachatz, like Reuven with his pond in the back, the lake in the back. We need some, let's learn about.